All right. Yes, Thursday. And we are broadcasting live from the Evergreen in the Suez Canal. I managed to persuade the team to get us a spot on the Evergreen, and the view is quite nice actually. I can see a bit of Egypt. It's nice. You can see a bit of the lights. It was quite a mission to get us here. I mean, I wasn't expecting quite the journey, but we're here anyway. I don't know how long we're going to be here. Some people say we're going to be here for a few weeks, but that's fine. There's wonderful sun outside, and what a great place and a great location to broadcast from. We got Thomas here. Thomas is here. He's decided to come with us on the Suez, on the Evergreen. Hey man, how are you?
Yeah, sorry, I was steering the ship.
On the Suez, tell me, when you flush the toilet, does it go into the ocean or do they have an actual bucket? Because I'm still trying to learn about this ship.
No, it actually flushes right back to the sewage system you've got at home.
Gross. Disgusting. How are you, man? We haven't spoken to you for quite a while. A lot of people have been asking where you are because they've been missing some of your shows.
Money.
Well, that too. You owe them quite a bit of money. but yeah, they've been missing your shows and they've been missing your sports reports. Quite a few people have asked me, "Where is Thomas?" And I said, The latest I know, he's taking lots of pictures, which you are, and you have been.
That is true. Yes, that is true. I was gone for a while. I went to a little country called Luxembourg for quite a few shoots.
You can go there? You can travel there?
Yeah, you can travel as long as you're willing to have someone give you a lobotomy to make sure you don't have corona.
Oh, did they
drive, take the train, or
did they give you a swab via the anus? Because I heard in China they do that.
That's extra.
You have
to pay extra for that one.
Really? Because I know in China it's for free. They do it via the mouth and the anal. No, really. I'm serious, and apparently, of course, you know, because people know about this now, they're saying, "How can you do this? It's inhumane." But according to the Chinese, who, let's be honest, are prone to diseases, they know how to detect these things. So apparently, you can detect corona better from the anus.
Well, it's really embedded itself, hasn't it?
So to speak, yes. So how's Luxembourg? Because I don't know much about Luxembourg apart from, I think is it Luxembourg or Liechtenstein? Could be Liechtenstein. But I just know that everyone is very rich in Luxembourg.
It's where all the world's bankers, investment bankers and such, make their nest. It's a very small country. It's a very beautiful country. It's very crowded, though. Everything is very built up, as you can imagine. They have lots of money and very little space to build in. It was a bit busy there because during COVID, all the municipalities around the world decided to quickly rebuild and fix infrastructure that normally would be a massive traffic jam for everyone. So everything's quite boarded up. Lots of screens, so you can't really see a lot of what's going on, and it's blocking the view of the nice buildings. But it's Luxembourg. It's very Germany Frenchy kind of vibe. Beautiful architecture. Had some nice snow there as well. Yeah, it's a nice place, full of extremely wealthy people.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that I'm glad that you could travel. I didn't know that you could. I honestly generally didn't know that you could travel. Interesting. And when are we going to hear some more shows from you?
I can. You can. I suppose when I review some more tech. Oh, I did. I did. Yeah, I pulled the trigger on the Z7 Mark II. I'm very happy with it.
I
So I'll be doing a probably in-depth review on that, although there's been many people reviewing it. I will do one too.
I upgraded my search engine. I'm using this because I sent you guys in the group what is it called? Opera.
Opera.
Opera, whatever. It's really fast, like seriously fast. I'm not used to this.
I can't say that I've actually used it ever.
You told me you use it to browse your porn. Was that a lie?
I don't do that anymore. I'm not that kind of girl.
No? You've calmed down now, huh? Is it because your wife has been looking
Yes.
at some of your. Is it because when your wife goes on the laptop and she goes into Amazon, horny college girls pops up?
No.
Oh.
No, I've been contractually silenced by an employer. I have to
Ooh.
behave now.
I remember those days. I remember those days. Luckily, I don't have to do that. Speaking, hey, do you want to listen to this? This is outrageous. Speaking of contract obligations, now a New York radio DJ, well, he's been fired because do you want to know why he's been fired? Take a guess. Take a guess why you think he's been fired.
Why I was fired?
Yeah, take a guess.
I
What do
don't
you
know, maybe
think?
because he's had an opinion.
Yeah, you could say that. So what actually happened was he got fired today because he compared black woman's skin with the
He,
toast.
let's see, why would a New York DJ get fired?
Yeah, he compared apparently when he uses the toaster, he compares. He compares the color of the toast to the skin color of black people, which is outrageous. I mean, why would you want to do something? Why would you want to do something like that? It is I'm lost for words. Especially, I mean, I don't know a lot about this. I don't know a lot about this show. But you're back, by the way, because you disappeared. Thomas. Yeah, I think Thomas has smoked a joint and he's gone to Happy Land. This is hilarious. Right, let me try to get Thomas back on the line. This is hilarious. Hang on. Hang on a second. What am I doing?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I know. Wait, hang on. There is never one day where we can just have just a normal show without technical issues. Hang on, let me get him back on the line. Control alt delete, hang on. All right, let me try and get him back onto the phone again. Where is he? Right. See, this is a normal day broadcasting from our dungeon. Luckily next week we can we can start broadcasting from our studio again because really, really, really ridiculous and annoying because you're trying to pull together a show and then technology lets you down. Right, let's try this again. Hello, Thomas.
Is that better?
Yeah, I'd look. This is what happens when you broadcast from a dungeon.
It sounds like you're in a tin can, not a dungeon.
Well, you see, luckily from next week, we can, well, from the 31st, we can go back to our studio.
Oh, right, so you're actually in a toilet.
Yes, I am. Hang on,
You're not.
hang on. I'll be done in 2 minutes. Hang on. Right. So, as I was saying,
Did you check for Corona?
So this New York DJ, right? He got fired today because he was comparing the color of toast to the skin color of black people.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he got fired because of this. So I'll play you a clip of exactly what he said, okay? Because obviously the radio station has deleted the audio file, but you know, thankfully the internet you can't hide on the internet. So listen to what this guy has to say. Hang on.
What's the number?
I think
it's probably a seven-ish, six to seven,
God.
Probably seven.
See, we have ours, and I'm gonna get into trouble for
like
this.
2 o'clock.
I have them to the attractiveness of women that I find to be attractive. So I will never go to a Serena Williams level, but I'm very comfortable with. Like, I'm very comfortable at a Halle Berry level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need a little bit of mulatto still coming through. It can't be,
not,
you know.
Like, is Gail King not in your realm?
No, Gail King is not even on my toaster level.
What's the number?
So basically, they thought it was a good idea to talk about this on the radio, and it kind of just tells you and shows you that they were running out of content to talk about. I mean, what were you thinking when you want to start comparing the color of toast to the different skin complexions of black people? It's outrageous. What do you think about this, Thomas?
Well, it's clearly stupid. Definitely not. It just shows the caliber of person that you're dealing with. That's about the level of intelligence that they've got going. So, yeah. I would also fire him.
Yeah, well... The radio station, of course, had to put out a statement. And look, it's a bit it's a statement isn't needed. But anyway, they put a statement out, and the statement goes like this: Columbus Media operates from a clearly defined set of programming, and there is no question that Rob Lederman, who is the DJ. His comments
Wait a
made.
Minute. Are they called Columbus Media?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
Yeah. The comments he made on the Morning Boo radio show are in direct violation of these principles. We swiftly terminated him and suspended the remainder of the show's on-air talent. They go on to say, "We apologize and deeply regret the incident." So, basically, you know, they just ran out of content, and they thought, "Hey, I have a good idea. Let's
be silly." But then, true nature came out,
mm-hmm.
or the perceptions came out. Yeah, it's tricky, man. It's not tricky. It's just it shows you how normal it is. For some people to you know, speak in that way and think in that way. I'd like to hear what he has to say.
Well, you can't, because he's been fired, and I think if he did actually speak, he'd be I think he'd be a bit stupid if he decided to speak and apologize after that.
I'm sorry, I'm eating a delicious peanut butter Easter egg.
Oh, I saw something the other day. Someone posted something on Facebook.
Delicious little bastards.
Yeah, where do you get those from? Because apparently you can't get them at normal stores. You have to search for them, like actual Easter eggs.
Fucking everywhere. Just go to the Easter egg department, which will be, it'll be a box on its own somewhere. And it's like the eggs that have different colors. So it's little, about 2.5 centimeters long and maybe 1 centimeter, 1.5 centimeters wide.
Hmm.
Wrapped in different colored foils, purple, green, red, orange, brown, you name it. And you can buy them separately and mix them in a bag, or you can buy them sorted in different flavors. €1.99
For how many?
A shitload.
Wow.
Enough to make you puke if you ate a whole bag.
I was just about to say, is it even healthy to eat that many Easter eggs for €1.99?
Definitely not. Definitely not. And it's not even Easter.
Hey, I want to play you something. Okay. Now, this is very interesting. So basically, someone reimagined Eminem's "My Name Is," and it sounds scarily real. Now, before I play it, basically, it sounds like Eminem, but it's not Eminem. Basically, it's what they call AI robotics. And Thomas will have a better understanding of this. So basically, they use certain types of coding and all of that. And what you hear sounds like Eminem, but it's not. So I'm gonna play you a sound clip of what this "My Name Is." Basically, the whole reason behind this remake is they're saying that, what about if Eminem made this song now? If he released this song now, what would he be talking about in the song? Right, because obviously when Eminem released his material, he was talking about killing his mother. I think he still wants to kill his mother. And he was talking about drugs and sleeping with other guys' mothers and all of that. So if Eminem released...
the normal stuff.
Yeah. If Eminem released "My Name Is" now, what would he be talking about? So have a listen to this and tell me what you think.
These are just the normal perils men go through growing up.
Mm. Yeah, it shaped us when we were growing up. Have a listen to this.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Hi kids, do you like violence? Fuck, wanna see me dye my hair bright green, just like Billy Eilish? So edgy. Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
No.
I can hear it.
Can you try and repeat some of it?
What I'll do is, hang on.
Do some improv.
What I'll do, I'll send it to you, okay? And then you can listen to it yourself, and then you can tell me what it sounds like, because I can hear it clearly. And this is, again, thank God we're going back to our studio, because this is driving me insane. It really is driving me insane, this. So I sent it to you. Have a listen to it. Right, it's what they call AI intelligence. So basically, they've taken Eminem's voice, and these robotics AIs have managed to somehow, through coding and all of that, remastered his voice. And as you heard, if you are listening to the podcast, it sounds almost identical to Eminem's voice, but it's not. Right, so listen to it.
Yeah, just opening up my WhatsApp. I'm assuming that's where you sent it.
Yeah. So listen to it and tell me what you think about it. Tell me what you think of it.
Still opening my WhatsApp.
Are you opening it via your computer?
Yeah, because my phone is too far away for me to want to get up and go get it. Hang on, here we go. Still opening up. I still need to open it up on my computer. Come on, phone.
Right. Well, whilst we're doing that, should we get into some news?
Yeah, please give me some news.
All right. Well, in the news, I still can't believe we're talking about this, but anyway. The Netherlands is changing its vaccine strategy to speed up efforts to protect people who are aged between 65 and 75. The outgoing, and I can finally say this, the outgoing health minister, Hugo de Jong, has told MPs in a briefing. Now, from now on, people from this age group, will be eligible for the AstraZeneca and Janssen vaccines, in addition to the Pfizer jab. The Dutch Health Council has said AstraZeneca is in a good condition for people over the age of 65, reversing its earlier position. Now, from the second half of April, people in the age range between 70 and 40 will be invited to make an appointment for their first vaccination. And from the end of the month, it'll be the turn of the 65 to 69-year-olds. Geert Wilders, who is still to this day surprised that his party has lost seats in the recent election, he said, "How in God's name is the Netherlands once again the slowest country in Europe?" Well, it's because you have a health minister called Hugo de Jong that doesn't know what he's doing, and he's more interested in what color shoes he's going to wear. So when you have somebody like that, yeah, of course you're going to be the worst performing country in Europe.
I don't know. I don't think they're the worst performing.
Well, I think the EU in general is pretty bad. I mean, people, and everyone who listens to the podcast knows my feelings towards the UK. But I'm actually praising the UK for what they've done. So it's just, yeah. When I heard the news in December that they're going to start rolling out the vaccines, I thought, you know what? I am in the best country. I'm in the best place because this is what Europe is known for. They're known for their efficiency. Well, yeah, that hasn't happened.
Yeah. Regulations got in the way.
Well, I don't know about regulations. I think too many people got their hands stuck in the cookie jar.
I think too many politicians try to get more position out of it.
Which didn't help
the process. I think if you look at how it's been rolled out and what they actually needed to roll it out properly, it wasn't there.
Yeah, you know, it's just ridiculous. So,
yeah.
Shocking. Sticking with vaccines, the EU leaders have discussed ways of boosting the COVID vaccine supplies and improving the rollout. I'll say this again. Improving the rollout of doses across the bloc. The European Commission will ask leaders to support plans for added controls on vaccine exports, which could affect supplies to the UK. Now, officials from the UK said that given our interdependencies, we are working on specific steps we can take in a short term, medium and long term to create a win-win situation. Well, I think the UK is winning more than anyone in this situation. In fact, it's the UK's to lose, if you ask me.
Yeah. Could be.
Well, if
some good banter.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were under contract obligations. You couldn't give us banter.
I can't.
Now we have to shoot you, Thomas.
Yeah. No. Not too much.
Now, North Korea has launched supposedly two ballistic missiles in the second such test in less than a week. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that two short-range missiles had been fired from Hamgyul area of South Hamgyong province towards the sea off North Korea's Hamgyong east coast. Now, Pyongyang is banned from testing ballistic missiles under the UN under the UN Security Council's resolutions.
Yeah, well, I don't think they really care, to be honest.
No, I don't think so at all. And why are we even? Why is this even making news? Because we know North Korea does this anyway. They do this like every second month.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just to create the news, I guess. It's deflection, misdirection.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
they're busy crucifying Elon Musk in the news every day, just about.
Oh, really? What are they saying? Because I haven't read.
Speak out against American media. So if you speak out against the media, which is pretty much controlled by the same boys that control oil, you know, you're going to get what you get. And they've been trying to take him down for a very long time. And he's the poster boy for the changeover to sustainable and other technologies. And, you know, it's visually making a difference on paper as well for the old god, so to speak. So, you know, he's going to ruffle feathers and he's going to piss people off. And they want him out. You know, they use the media.
Well, I heard a story that apparently Elon Musk doesn't want to get paid in money anymore. He wants to get paid in Bitcoin from now.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't need money.
No.
And it's probably fake news as well. Everything, 90% of what you hear about Bitcoin is just bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone the other day tried to explain Bitcoin to me because I have no idea how it works. And they've got like five different apps to play Bitcoin on. And he's telling me, yeah, so you need to do this, you need to do that. And I'm just like, what?
It's at the end of the day, it's just like a stock like any other. If you play it like stocks, you buy low and you sell high, then you make money. The real money for crypto technology is in where it gets used. The blockchain technology gets used in software, in creating ownership to things, creating a trail. It's an indestructible code, essentially.
He was telling me, maybe you know this, someone, who was it? I think some ex-Facebook guy put like $1,000 or something like that in 2010, and now he's got 1 billion bitcoins or something like that.
No, it's definitely, it's happened. There's people that are not anybody that just saw the opportunity when it started. I mean, I think the Netherlands is one of the highest amount of Bitcoin billionaires in the world. We're not talking about Warren Buffett, you're talking about 23-year-old, 25-year-old kids,
yeah,
who are billionaires,
mm,
flying in helicopters and shit. It's living in Hitchoy. It says, you know, people make money with it. It's a stock.
Cash is king, huh?
Apparently.
Now, efforts to unblock the Suez Canal after the ship that we're broadcasting on, the Evergreen.
A ship from China,
incidentally. Yeah, ironically.
A lot of coincidences revolving around the world economy right now coming from China, isn't there?
And do you know this ship, right? Because of it's beached, it's costing per day, right? It's costing $9.6 billion a day worth of ship traffic.
Yeah. Crazy.
Mm. I still
have to do now is sink.
Well, that's the thing. That's all you can do now, because I was thinking,
it's not deep enough.
I was thinking, how on earth did you manage to get the ship there? I mean, how was that? Like, well, did you see a squirrel run in front of you or something?
I think I didn't catch all of it, but I suppose if you have high winds and your thrusters fail, within brackets, you can't steer the ship straight, and then something like that could happen. But that's why they have all the safety protocols and things in place. Somehow, this ship fucked up.
Hmm. I mean, I don't think it's that deep anyway, the Suez Canal.
No, and it's not. It's, if it sinks, it'll block world trade.
Yeah.
If it catches fire, or, you know, doesn't even have to catch fire. It just has to sit there for a week or two or three.
Yeah, it's bewildering, really, because I don't know what to believe about this ship, because it just doesn't make any sense. I think what was happening? The captain invited one of his slaves from the red light district into the cabin, and they were giving him a blowjob, and he couldn't concentrate properly. And see, oh shit! And he swerved.
No, you're thinking of the Italian cruise liners.
Oh, the Costa Concordia. Is that what it is?
That's what happens there.
No, but he had cocaine apparently.
Yeah, amongst other things. Oh, that's how you roll on a boat. What actually happens is if the captain can do a voyage without engaging the thrusters, it saves a hell of a lot of fuel and they get bonuses. So that's what happens on the cruise liners. I don't know what happens on the cargo ships, but I would assume that there's
probably the same
extent. And you know, then the thrusters don't work properly, or if you know they're not engaged properly, or you know the process is unfollowed, shit like that can happen. But again, I have no idea what happened there.
Well,
except that it's another flag, another little red flag being planted on the map.
Well, listen to this. The U.S. had actually planned in the 60s to blast an alternative Suez Canal through Israel.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure the U.S. is kicking themselves now about that.
Dope. Yeah, that's a tricky one. I'm glad I don't work at the Suez Canal, right?
No, I wonder, look, I'll be honest, I wonder how long it's going to be until we get off the ship. But hey, you know, we've still got wonderful sun. It's a lot hotter here than it is in the Netherlands. So, and that also explains why we're having technical issues, because, you know, the ship's not running at full capacity. So that's why we're having technical issues. Now, finally in the news, Nike and H&M are facing a backlash in China after voicing concern about the use of forged Chinese labor in the production of Zhongguang cotton. The e-commerce platforms have dropped H&M, and many Chinese people have called for boycotts. Hang on, Chinese people are calling for boycotts of the clothing store. China is accused of committing serious human rights and also creating coronavirus against the minority Zhongguang people. There have been allegations of torture, forced labor, and sexual abuse.
Communism.
I actually, you know, there's been allegations that they also give you a swab via the anal to detect corona. So lots of things happen in China.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to go to China for that test.
Yeah, it's terrible. What do you guys think of this, by the way? Because we are streaming via Podbean, so give us your opinion. You can call us on the show. Be good to hear your opinion, or you can let us know in the comments. Someone has actually messaged, Blockchain has said H&M is removed from many Chinese apps. So I'm also guessing Alibaba as well. Well, Alibaba's like Amazon, but I understand.
Yeah, China strikes back.
But this has been going on for quite a while because, you know, I remember 5 years ago, H&M were in trouble because they were paying their staff in China like equivalent to €2 a day. So something like this isn't new, and I'm just surprised that they keep doing this, because if you look at it this way, it's not just the Chinese, it's also H&M, because they choose to employ these people. It's not China's fault, because China says, okay, well, yeah, you can do business with us. It's H&M that engage with the Chinese.
I think You misread the article. The whole point is that they are manufacturing goods in China.
Yes.
And the cotton that's manufactured is done using slave labor. Therefore, they are pulling out, and a lot of other brands are pulling out as well from those particular products. And that is why the Chinese guys are saying, well, screw you. This is how we do it.
Sure.
That's the gist of it.
Well, Black Chain has also commented and said, isn't $2 illegal as per the country's law? So he's obviously talking about China. I don't know. What is $2 equivalent to in China? I've never been there, but I would imagine
it's salary.
I would imagine, yeah, it's quite a lot of money.
No, it's not.
No?
No, they use slave labor.
Now, listen to this. Pollution is causing penises to shrink, experts say.
That's a good one.
I don't know. My penis, I'm looking now. My penis hasn't shrunk. Has yours shrunk, Thomas?
It's a bit of a cold night. Yeah, some shrinkage.
Now, apparently, according to experts, shrinking penises are the consequences of chemicals produced by increased pollution, according to a professor of medicine and public health, Dr. Shana Swan of the Sunny Medical Center in New York writes that humanity faces an existential crisis as a result of this.
Well, if there was a cause to stop polluting the world, someone got to the bottom of it.
Her research originates from studying from studying this syndrome in rats, which found that when the rats were exposed to the chemicals, they were more likely to be born with shrunken penises. Now,
sounds like the word penis has got you all hot and bothered.
At the moment I see penises and the word penis, I can't talk. My mouth just shrivels. Now, whilst the chemical is mostly used in the creation of plastics, it can be found in cosmetics. Toys.
Stop looking at the pictures. Just read the words.
These words are long, Thomas. Food and pharmaceuticals. And has been linked to a disease in the production of testosterone.
Nice.
Now, she has warned that if the current rates of penis counts continues, this is outrageous. At the current rates, humanity will hit a count of zero by a shrinken count of zero by the year 2045.
So, is there an antidote?
I guess cure pollution. Stop polluting the air.
Okay, so if you were born with a short one, you're going to die with a short one. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
We're all doomed.
Well, I mean, you know, governments say they actually want to put a stop to global emissions by 2040, but at this rate, I don't know. Lots of penises. Now, lastly in the news, you're like this, Thomas. Mm-hmm. Trump is starting his own social media company. Because obviously he's been banned on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and online. Now, it'll be interesting how this works and who will be allowed to join. You know, is it going to be an open platform as Twitter is and Facebook? Or will you have to be like part of a cult?
Twitter or Facebook.
and openly admit that you have a gun or that you have killed black people or that you are just insane. I wonder if that's how is this going to work?
I don't know.
Be interesting. And what do you think he's going to call it?
Magma.
Good one. Yeah. Very good one. I like that. So there you go, everyone. That is the news for today. We got a very big surprise for you tomorrow. I'll give you some more
information.
What's that?
You've got the antidote.
Sort of. We got a potentially new co-host joining us tomorrow, and I'm very pleased and excited that she's going to be joining us tomorrow. She's going to be, you know, listening to what the show sounds like, listening to all kinds of things, and I'm very excited about this.
This is fantastic news.
Very good news. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Next week, we've got another busy week. We're going to be interviewing some very interesting people. So stick around. Thomas, do you want to let people know when you're going to record your next show?
No.
No?
No, I don't want to let them know anything. I'll let them know when I'm ready. I'm getting some new tech next week, so I'll look at that as well.
You still haven't got a new laptop?
I haven't. I'm getting one next week.
How long has this been? Because I remember you telling us in December that you were just waiting for the launch of Apple's new MacBook.
Oh, I'm waiting for the launch of the tax authorities, tax money. That's what I'm really waiting for. No, it is still what I'm going to be getting. So have a look at that. But I'm also looking at other stuff now too.
All right. Well, so what can we be looking forward to this year in regards to releases? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I guess I say tablets, graphics.
Computers,
tablets.
Not actual tablets to get you high.
No, they don't have those yet. You have to buy them illegally.
Yeah, you go to Holland and Barrett, don't you?
No. The ones with the farms that produce billions and billions of products every year. It's all this garlic powder and snake oil, my friend.
All right. So what is there for us to be looking forward to this year for tech? Anything that I would be interested in?
There's some new butt plugs coming out.
Oh.
Remote controls.
Is there anything that makes my penis go bigger?
No,
not yet.
Nothing.
Well, I've got until 2045 for that.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Just determine the rate of shrinkage and try and counter it by drinking, you know, lots of antioxidants or something. I don't know.
Hey, I saw an advert on YouTube the other day, and the only reason I saw it was because I couldn't skip the advert. I was forced to watch this fucking advert. And it was this new Samsung that has like 7 cameras. And I'm just thinking, what on earth are you going to do with all these cameras?
Take shit photos.
Clearly. Either that or take a... Or take different like angles of your penis or something.
You don't need to make the sensor bigger.
7 cameras. I mean, how? Explain this to me.
Different focal lengths, different perspectives.
Crazy.
It's the same as pixels. It'll probably have some more, and it's handy. Applications, but not something that interests me anymore.
It doesn't interest me either. I just thought 7 cameras and you want to buy a phone, as if 2 cameras aren't enough. But anyway, look, I'm glad I'm not one of those people who are hooked onto the latest phones. I mean, anyway, Before we wrap things up here on the show, I just want to say that one of our shows got taken down from Spotify. And surprisingly, it was one of our most downloaded shows that we did. It was the, I can't remember what it was called, something to do with a third extra thumb or two extra thumbs or whatever. Basically, it got taken down because, and this is the thing that frustrates me, is that apparently we played material that belongs to Universal Music. But because they took the show down, I can't go back and listen and say, yes, I probably did play something that belonged to Universal Music, but I can't go back and listen to it and say, you know, yes, but I only played it for 2 seconds, or I only played it for a minute, or whatever. I can't, you know, say anything. They've just taken it down.
Well, that's okay.
And well, you know what frustrates me even more is, you know, Spotify are quick to do that, but yet I can live stream a killing in the US of someone shooting people and stream that on YouTube. That's okay. No, that's okay. But you want to play something from Universal Music? No, that's...
If you're going to add the Universal Music soundtrack to it, I think they'll take it down as well.
Yeah, I'm a bit pissed off about that. But I'm not going to be bitter about it because, you know, there's some other really good shows that haven't been taken down yet. But it's just a bit pity of them because they don't even give you a chance to listen back to the show. To say, you know, so you can at least have some sort of evidence. Because it's like, for example, you know, if you said something on your show about Apple, you know, you dug into Apple, and then Spotify takes it down and says, oh, because you called Apple a shit product, and you probably did, and you probably would, you know, you can't go back and say, you can't go back and listen to your show and listen to exactly the wording, you know, because it could have been the wording that you said that was offensive or misleading or whatever. But anyway, it's, you know, it's over, it's done. They can keep that stupid show, shove it up their ass. I don't care.
Okay. Tell us how you really feel.
No, look, I'm not angry. I'm not bitter about it. I'm just, you know, whatever. If you want to be a bunch of babies about it, then seriously, you know. There's much other bigger things for me to be worried about than that. But the fact is it was one of our top downloaded shows that we did. But anyway, all right, everybody.
There's probably like 100 executives from Universal listening to it, deciding whether to take it down or not.
But you know what? That just shows we are clearly making progress, because if that is the case, our show is getting noticed by Universal Records.
I think it's an algorithm, but I'm going to go with a positive attitude.
Someone has to be, especially at this time. Have yourselves a terrific Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow for your special surprise. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll see what happens from tomorrow. Obviously, you know, she's going to decide whether or not she likes the show. You know, we had a meeting on Sunday because I had to explain exactly what it is that we were doing and all of that. And she sounds really interested, but she just wants to join and just get a taster for it. Because, you know, people can lie and all of that.
Like we did when you got her to come on the show.
And the fact that I said that we were broadcasting from the Evergreen.
Yeah.
On the ship. I mean, I wouldn't mind being broadcasting from there. I think that would be a pretty cool idea.
Well, I don't know. Bunch of sailors stranded in the Suez Canal. I don't want to be on that boat.
No, they've taken them off already, the authorities.
I wouldn't want to be alone on that boat. The Suez Canal.
Well, the water's not that deep anyway. Have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow. It is Friday, one day closer to the weekend. And look after yourselves, look after each other, and we'll chat tomorrow.